part of the reason why the issue is it has become so escalated over the past few years is that in the past, you know, predators had to, you know, go to parks, go to malls, go to the places where young people spend time. But because of the, you know, the internet, because of social media, that's a direct portal to young people now. And so now predators can sit back and slowly groom hundreds and thousands of young people at one time. And then we're also seeing an increase in what we call peer-to-peer exploitation, because again, this sort of thing is becoming normalized. So what's being seen within, you know, the online media, social media, we're seeing extensive amounts of violence within their sexual practice, which was never something that we saw in the past. One of the things that we're seeing more and more is rape fantasy within young people's practice, which is something that, you know, there's always been a small percentage of the population, you know, for BDSM, but now we're seeing it as being normalized. And when we have conversations with young people, they assume that that's just how it always is. And it's partly because of the pornography that's being put out now. You know, like the top 300 porn videos, 88% contain physical violence towards women. And so if children are consuming that, that becomes normal, that becomes attached to their arousal state. And so that's part of what we're seeing. And so the appetite for that is increasing.